This is GQDN for October the 10th, 2022. In today's news, brought to you by Audible and by StackUp.org and by all of you Patreons, we have some news about someone getting hurt at TwitchCon. We got some Crisis Core figurine coming in. And we do have some Nintendo love, but a lot of Xbox and Call of Duty news. But we're going to start on a really a sad note, because according to Kotaku, one of the streamers that was at TwitchCon was doing an event in a foam pit. And when he had to jump, or when he had to get off the platform, the one called Adriana Shiki, if I got that name right, and I probably didn't, so I do apologize, broke her back in two places. She did come out with a tweet later on saying, quote, "Special shout out to the random off-work EMT who got the workers at the booth to realize how bad I was injured and to make them keep me still and calm me down until others got there. You really kept me from crying badly. There were other injuries there as well, such as a dislocated knee and a hurt ankle. And a lot of the problems there was because the foam pit was very shallow. And that indeed was part of the problem." So thank you to Kotaku for that report. And I do wish everyone that had to play in that pit, well, our thoughts and prayers are with you guys. Now we go to some blue news, and we get into some of the Xbox Activision Blizzard stuff. Because we said on the Saturday show that Overwatch 2, you have to have SMS. Well, it's not just that. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 also requires a phone number. Now, here's the quote from Blizzard Games, and they say, "Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 newly created Overwatch 2 accounts and newly created Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4 accounts required that you add a phone number to your Battle.net account. In addition to the games mentioned above, some games require a phone number in order to use the in-game features like World of Warcraft Group Finder or unlocking the World of Warcraft 4 extra bag slots. Require both a phone number and an authenticator. Limiting the number of these accounts that single person can create helps keep players accountable for their actions and in turn reduces toxicity and cheating and ensures a positive community experience for all players. If you already registered with your phone number to play for free, this error means that you are logging in with the wrong email. Log out and make sure you enter the correct Battle.net email and log in again." So it's not just that. Now we're going to Overwatch 2. This comes to us from DualShockers.com. But Blizzard did quietly upload a patch for the purchasing bug that happened after the October 7th launch. Now that said, this bug may have fixed the problem, but people might not get their credits back after accidentally buying stuff. So be very careful in what you do in that game. That's what I would suggest if you still play Overwatch 2. All that said, this coming to us from DualShockers again, with the acquisition of Activision Blizzard, people are buying Game Pass. And in 2021, it was revealed that Xbox Game Pass revenue reached over $2.9 billion in 2021. So this was in the Brazil's Cade, and that was listed as revenue for, quote, game subscription services for consoles, unquote, in 2021. The total revenue from Microsoft from its Xbox division was around $16.28 billion, and that covers almost 18% of the revenue for last year. So what would it be for this year? I bet that number's gone up. Now we go to Dot Esports. And we're sticking with Xbox for a minute. And they said that Xbox's Phil Spencer may have teased some new streaming hardware. Well, what he did was he shared a screenshot at Xbox P3 and said that, quote, Vault Boy left the shelter and stopped by my office to celebrate Fallout 25 anniversary. Congratulations to the Fallout and Bethesda teams on this major milestone for an iconic franchise. So well done to them. But he's got headphones up there. He's got cloud. He's got a bunch of different stuff up there. Some figurines. But what's curious is the headset. So could there be a new headset coming in view for all the Xbox players? Oh, and there might be an Xbox Series S on it on the shelf as well. Oh, Phil. Phil being Phil. Now we head out back to Twitch, but not at TwitchCon, because according to Eurogamer.net, Twitch did respond to the controversial, I cannot talk, revenue split. And they said that 70-30 is not a long-term thing. So this is Twitch's chief monetization officer, Mike Minton, in the quote. The important thing for me is that my teams are 100% focused on improving your ability to make income. At the end of the day, we're setting a framework for long term so you can keep earning as long as possible, and the next generation of streamers can have that same opportunity. So, going to the 70-30 split for the quote, we did look at all possible options. Could we do it? Could we offer 70-30 widely and broadly? And the answer is no. It simply is not viable for Twitch in the long term. Further quote, the thing to understand here is that Amazon expects Twitch to be able to thrive financially as an independent, substantial business. Further quote, we recognize that we're in this together. You all have the hard job of creating amazing, engaging content, building communities, keeping your communities safe, and our job is to build the tools that allow you to do that while making more money. I'll leave it there. Now we get to some other Eurogamer news, which says that some employees from Quantic Labs are in a toxic environment. So, we know that CD Projekt Red is making more stuff about Cyberpunk 2077, and this is what is this Quantic Lab is helping to make. Now, Quantic Lab is a Romanian company which provides quality assurance and supports as an external third party. Now, when a YouTube video showed up on the Upper Echelon Gamers channel, it did show some details of mismanagement and malpractice at the company while it was trying to help out with the development of Cyberpunk 2077. Now, the whistleblowers from there were brushed off by Quantic Lab CEO, Stefan, I'm going to butcher this one, Sekaritsu. So there's going to be a lot of back and forth on them. But PC Gamer did say that there was really more stuff going on than that. So I'm going to put that in the too on our Discord. So there's going to be a lot of back and forth on that, and we'll definitely keep an eye on that there for you. And we'll see what happens there. But let's get on to some better news. And according to WCCFTech.com, Platinum wants to strengthen its ties with Nintendo. So the Platinum CEO, Atsushi Inaba, did say in a quote, Humane didn't leave Nintendo on bad terms at all, and this partnership that we have with Nintendo is very important to us right now, and we'll be moving forward. I think with Humane-san joining us here, Platinum Games can definitely build an even stronger relationship with Nintendo moving forward. That can only be a positive thing for Platinum Games. So yeah, we're very glad to have him on board. But I bet there will be more love being given out to different people in different things. We'll just have to wait and see as to what's what. We end today with figurines, because I do like the figurines, especially with the stuff, you know. And we're getting closer to Christmas there anyway, so. For $155, up on the Square Enix store, you can find Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core, Zack. Now, Zack is going to be a smaller figurine than what Reinhardt was. He's about a little under 11 inches tall, about 3 to 4 inches wide, and about 2 inches deep. Okay. And the release date is January 2023. So you can pre-order for someone. You can pre-order for someone. Oh, and it does look good too. And it comes out in January. So that'll do it for the Welcome Back edition of GQDN. You know me as Joe. You can find me at Joe Brums, twitch.tv/JoeSpace. You can find everybody at GroupQuest on Twitter and the entire network at DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production 2022, and I'm not editing that. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Oh, boy.